This audio production is brought to you by the Islamic Institute of Toronto.
Okay, Sheikh, تفضل إن شاء الله تعالى.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. اللهم لك الحمد كما ينبغي لجلال وجهك وعظيم سلطانك. ونصلي ونصلي على سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين. رب اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي أمري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقهوا قولي. Brothers and sisters, it's my pleasure to welcome you to another episode in our series Illuminate Your Life. And today I have a beautiful Hadith Qudsi, a sacred tradition reported by Rasulullah on behalf of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It's about the friends of Allah, Awliyaullah. Who are the Awliyaullah? What is their status with Allah? And what favors they enjoy from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? And our duty is towards the friends of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. I will read that tradition in Arabic, translate it, and then explain the meaning, inshallah. Inna Allah qala man adali waliyan faqad adantuhu bil harb. وما تقرب إلي عبدي بشيء أحب إلي مما افترضت عليه وما يزال عبدي يتقرب إلي بالنوافل حتى أحبه فإذا أحببته كنت سمعه الذي يسمع به وبصره الذي يبصر به ويده التي يبطش بها ورجله التي يمشي بها وإن سألني لأعطينه ولئن استعاذني لأعيذنه وما ترددت عن شيء أنا فاعله ترددي عن نفس المؤمن يكره الموت وأنا أكره مساءته الراوي أبو هريرة المصدر صحيح البخاري. Allah the Most Exalted says, whosoever antagonizes a friend of mine, I will be at war with him. My servant can never come near to me by doing anything dearer to me than the things I have made mandatory on him, the fara'id. After having done so, my servant shall continue to come nearer to me by performing the supererogatory acts of worship. When he does that, I love him. And when I love him, I become his ears with which he hears, his eyes with which he sees, his hands with which he grasps, and his feet with which he walks. If he were to ask of me, I will grant his request. If he were to seek my protection, I will protect him. I never hesitate doing anything like that of seizing the soul of a believer who hates death, and I hate to offend him. Narrator is Abu Huraira, one of the prolific transmitters of traditions. We have briefly explained his biography before, and the source is Bukhari, of course. It is found in other collections as well. This is a Hadith Qudsi, a sacred tradition. It's a report of the Prophet from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah orders his messenger to communicate certain idea to people on his behalf. And while doing so, the Prophet uses his own words. So it is different from the Quran, because Al Quran is called Al Wahyul Batlu. It is a recited revelation. Every word of the Quran is the word of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Hadith Qudsi, the words are words of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, the idea suggested, inspired by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to be told to people on Allah's behalf. So the Prophet would say, Qala Allah, Allah says. Hadith Qudsi usually addresses spiritual realities. So it's meant to uplift us spiritually. And this tradition we are discussing speaks of Awliyaullah, the friends of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Who are they? What is their relationship with Allah? And what favors they enjoy from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? The question, who are the friends of Allah? We have the answer coming directly from the Quran itself. So there is no ambiguity about that. This is something we must understand People have so many misgivings about Awliyaullah. The answer is given very, very clearly in the Quran. In Surah 10, verses 62-63, Allah says, Allah inna awliyaullahi la khawfun alayhim wa lahum yahzanun alladhina amanu wa kanu yattaqun lahumul bushra fil hayati dunya wa fil akhirah la tabdila li kalimatillah dhalika huwa al fawzul azim. Behold, the friends of Allah, no fear shall come upon them, nor shall they grieve. Those who believe and are reverent. Who are they? Those who believe and are reverent or mindful of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. For them are glad tidings in the life of this world and in the hereafter. There is no altering the words of Allah. That is the great triumph. In Surah 46, Allah says, إن الذين قالوا ربنا الله ثم استقاموا فلا خوف عليهم ولا هم يحزنون. Truly who say our Lord is God, Allah, then stand firm on that conviction. No fear shall come upon them, nor shall they grieve. So the first verse states that the friends of Allah are those who have taqwa, who are ever conscious and mindful of Allah. And the second verse further explains it. They are the ones who cherish deep faith and follow steadfastly the dictates of faith. They are the awliyaullah, friends of Allah. And Allah bestows peace on their hearts. They enjoy the tranquility, the sakina, and they also enjoy the divine protection. The above tradition elaborates on this concept. How to get to become a friend of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It tells us the friends of Allah are those who strive hard to please Allah by performing both the fara'il and nawafil. First comes fara'il, the obligatory duties, 5 daily prayers, zakah, fasting, hajj, and all those mandatory duties first. That is the first step. There is no way to get near to Allah except by doing that first. Having done so, the friends of Allah are those who engage in nawafil, extra acts of virtue. So it is wrong to believe, as some people do, they say the friends of Allah are excused from performing the obligatory duties. No taklif, because they say you are already enjoying that 24-hour communion with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You are always in dhikr. Once you are there, why do you need to have pray salah? Like somebody saying, you are already in Toronto, so there is no need for you to take a bus to get there. This is a wrong analogy. No one, Allah says, can dispense with the obligatory duties. And equally, it is equally wrong to assume that the friends of Allah are a special class of elite who renown the world and carry around by wearing green turbans and green mantle and things like that. These are all misconceptions we need to dispel. The hadith explains that the door of friendship with Allah is open to every believer. As long as we are willing to go nearer and nearer to Allah, by performing first the religious duties mandated by Allah and then go on to perform the supererogatory acts of worship as well. Once we do so, Allah will love us and He will answer our prayers and He'll protect us. By surrendering our will to the will of Allah, those who surrender their will totally to the will of Allah, they become the instruments of Allah. Those who befriend them befriend Allah. And those who alienate or antagonize them are enemies of Allah. So they are waging war against Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So no one can win a war with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah may grant their enemies a respite for a while, but they cannot escape His wrath in the end. Ultimately, they will be beating Allah, and He will administer justice. lessons we ought to derive from this beautiful tradition is we ought to befriend the true believers. We should never antagonize the true believers. And we should strive hard not to offend them, not to hurt them. The friends of Allah are those who observe the religious duties first and then strive to come nearer and nearer to Allah by doing extra acts of virtue. Since they strive to remain steadfast on the straight path, they are the beloved of Allah. They are the friends of Allah. Because of their total surrender to the will of Allah, they serve as the instruments of Allah in this world. So to fight them is like fighting Allah. And those who fight them are bound to perish in the end. Allah will defeat them. أقول قولي هذا وأستغفر الله لي ولكم والسلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته.
You have been listening to an audio production by the Islamic Institute of Toronto, Education for Virtuous Living. Please visit our website at www.islam.ca.